Fourth step is a promotion and engagement. So how do you now get on to release it? So influencers share sponsored content with their follower, introducing a brand to a new audience. So they will tag it and they will inform audience or the recipient, okay, that this being the sponsored content. Of course, your post timing, which whether social media, Facebook influencer should get released first, then the Instagram or combination thereof, etc. So that is what the platform, the frequency, all these aspects, your promotion planning. Impact is influencers when communicate and endorses somebody, he builds the perception, positive perception about the brand, leading to purchase decision. Well executed promotion can lead to increased visibility and credibility. So that's the power of planned strategic and tactical execution. About engagement, when influencer releases this thing, he engages with his follower who are allowed to either comment, question, and thereby the not only user content is generated, but there will be an authentic exchange. So that will build the brand. This engagement builds a stronger relationship between the brand and the influencer with the audience, leading to higher trust and conversion rate. So allowing this to happen and the transparency thereof will create that trust, and therefore open rate, conversion rate will be higher. So let's learn about influencer marketing. Now that we have understood various facets of it, it's nothing but it leverages the fame and authority and influence that an individual has through a platform. It could be a social media platform with the kind of a following base that he has created, which can be leveraged for promoting products, services, or the brand. That's a influencer marketing. So concepts are key. Is like involves collaborating with one personality who's an influencer's rightness of that influencer, his following, his reach, etc., and his engagement with the brand are the key aspects that one need to see. The impact that comes out with this influencer marketing is that traditional advertising will never be able to offer quick reach, large reach, real-time connect, etc., which influencer marketing is offering you, and that also bringing the required authenticity and analytics being available. So that's the impact that influencer marketing can generate for you. Types of influencer marketing content. First of all, social media product reviews. You can involve influencers to review your product and give his honest opinion. That way you create a trust and credibility. Unboxing clip. Here many influencers are shown opening, unboxing the newly launched product, and thereby that excitement, anticipation, him briefing about the product will create a kind of an accept. One is the acceptance, okay? Oh, yeah. Types of influencer marketing, types of influencer marketing content, so to say. One could be the approach wherein product reviews are invited. So he's been asked to review the product and give his honest opinion. You get credibility and the trust. Second is unboxing clip, where new product launch happening at the hand of this influencer, where he's shown unboxing, but at that time you create that drama, etc., which will build the, you know, excitement, inquisitiveness, etc., anticipation, and then the reveal. Then the product placement, subtle integration of a product into the creative content that influencer often releases it. Okay, sometimes without direct mention, it will still improve the brand visibility. Expanding the scope of influencer marketing, which is campaign promotion. Now, how do you see that influencers are utilized not by merely them having a follower and then you releasing this thing? Now you have to think ways and means to leverage. So use them during campaign promotion. When you have a campaign, somewhere they also play a role. They discuss your campaign, they release your campaign, you know, they bring the awareness about your campaign, why like that. Promo code, you provide influencer based promotion code, and by go and use, I am assuring you, 20% discount. This is an exclusive offer to you as my. So likewise, you are able to therefore trackable ROI each influencer wise. It's about essentially expanding how you now leverage your association with the influencer. Co-branded product, collaboration between brand and influencer to develop exclusive product or campaign that may appeal directly to the influencer's audience. Okay, so this is also another way where you create a co-branded promotion where maybe both the brands are looking at attracting similar set of influencer audience, and therefore you come together, not only the brand will leverage, influencer also may get a leverage, and broadly the customer reached will get a tempting offer, and therefore the engagement with both the brands would be higher. So how do you use influencers and create an engagement and interaction? There are a few things like giveaways. So declare that some giveaways are available through influencers. Promote certain event that you have created, okay, so that you get that attendance boost. Cause advisory where influencer promotes the cause. It could be environmental, social, cultural cause. So that way you involve him. So these are few. These are some of that. You know, so to say, not necessarily an exhaustive list, so to say. So creation of a content when influencer undertakes that. So influencer when creates a content which is a branded content, he uses videos, blog posts, social media. Brand should support him, giving him the idea about what brand is, brand values are, etc. Provide him with the creative freedom. Influencer should use creative freedom, which is kind of not anti-brand, not like anti any social or cultural aspects, but it gives a creative twist. You know, people look at it as a creative twist, and therefore there will be an engagement and people will resonate with that. Have a versatility of the format being tried with the influencers. It may be worthwhile. He may be a particular platform-based influencer, but can you not create various communication content which allows him, you know, to be present on your other digital properties? So that way you have to think. Where you invite him as a guest to discuss on your video format, or you create a blog post where he is given his opinion, an interview or something like that. So that way you create that versatility. What is the impact of influencers on marketing? Influencers are today an inevitable part, and therefore it is a relevant in the sense the target group, that connect that it has. It is making them very relevant for marketing, which otherwise traditional ads are not able to provide. Trust that influencers have built with the their follower, that trust is a very vital part for even the brand. It provides a boost because whatever has been spoken by earlier, we have seen that how you can use influencers so for declaring some social cause support, declaring some availability of giveaways, etc. So likewise, his promotion of the product, versatility of the product, etc. will boost your sales. Are you able to reach targeted audience? Yes, with this influencer marketing, even targeted and niche. We have seen that even nano influencers are there. So they are specialized influencers who affect certain genre, certain niche, and that gives you specific target reach, including micro-targeting, etc. is possible. And when you reach out to the right audience and there is a relevance to it, you create a higher engagement because loyalty of the audience is there with the influencer. He doesn't have to re-establish just for your brand's sake. So engagement is believably higher right from day one of your campaign. The rise of micro-influencers. So there's a different types we have studied. One was the micro-influencers. These days, they see a very high rise. They make smaller following, but offer a higher engagement quotient. Okay, their personal connection with their audience is so strong that if he says do it, you find them, the followers are doing it. As a result, the cost effectiveness of micro influencers, though you may be paying him equally a good amount, but with the kind of engagement, the kind of conversation, the kind of user generated content that he can bring for you, broadly, one is the cost effectiveness and return on investment are very good. Even smaller brand, therefore, can affordably look at utilizing this as a route. They create personalized interaction. That personalization of that interaction is a relation starting and relation building activity done meaningful way. It will not only endorse the brand but lead to loyalty. Influencers as a trendsetter, can they be made to set a trend? Yes, it has been noticed that they are even setting the trend. Earlier, only celebrities used to set the trend. Now, if the influencer wears something, then they are accepted. So, if you find influencer doing yoga for morning this thing, Surya Namaskar, you will find the following, you know, also rising for such kind of a thing. So, culture, so for example, our Prime Minister, Mr. Narendra Modi, I mean, the biggest influencer. And he has influenced world with his yoga as a, you know, this thing. He has shown himself that he does it, pursues it, and he believes it. And therefore, the world has followed him. Cultural influences, yes, they bring strong cultural influences. You know, if they can really tie the thread or they can create a ruckus, if that is the case be. But we look at always the few of positive side of it. Virality potential, can he create viral impact? So yes, whatever that has been released by him will go a long way, not within his influencer group. People will circulate among their close circles, their relatives, etc. So like, for example, in Instagram, you have built your groups, you know, of friends, relatives, you circulate among that. So the virality amplification is going to be very high. Advocacy and social influence, can they become an advocate for you? They can pull out or they themselves speak about you. So yes, this influencer marketing can look at both sides, create advocacy from the followers, or he himself becomes an advocate for your brand, for your product, etc. And thereby he brings awareness, he may bring change. So for example, influencers talking about pitfalls of cigarette smoking. So that is probably driving young people today now to go away from smoking habits. So that's just an example. Impact on society, yes, they create high impact on the society and therefore they create motivation among followers in a larger environmental context. They can bring the desired change. So you know, awareness about tree plantation, etc., awareness about pitfalls of dowry, etc. So you see, they can create that societal impact, change. Corporate social responsibility, yes, even there they can play a lot of role. They become advocate for the cause that your company or organization may be following for the CSR, and they kind of come in support, they kind of popularize it. They may request people to come forward, say, for organ donation. And likewise, so they play that corporate social responsibility role equally well. Challenges of disclosure and honesty. The first issue that we face when the influencer marketing is considered is the transparency issues. Rise of influencer marketing is a broad challenge related to transparency and authenticity. Here, influencer himself has to be connected with the brand. If he is not and he blindly does a participation in what brand is communicating, sooner or later that will say like come out, and that is a result of a transparency issue. Neither brand has bothered to reveal to him what brand stands for, nor he has bothered to look at the brand, because ultimately his name is getting associated. Challenge on the consumer trust. So during influencer disclosure, sponsored content is crucial for maintaining the trust. So influencer also, when releases any information, it is expected that he puts a sponsored content tag. So people know that this is what is kind of coming through him as an add-on, not his necessarily own message. So that kind of a trust building, consumer will still read it, consumer will still believe it, but it is a trust that he has established. Okay. Not by overlapping without telling consumer that this is whether his content or this is not his content, etc. So that will not go long way. So by putting sponsored tag, you are creating that ethical issues. Clear and honest communication is vital. Avoid camouflaging information, misleading claims, etc. And avoid future any legal issues. So this is also a very important aspect of influencer marketing. The evolving definition of fame. Influencer marketing and fame is going hand in hand. New celebrity landscape is shaping it up. Earlier, actor, actresses were the one. Now, people of different genre are becoming celebrity. Like, say, for example, Paralympic. Even those winners are going to be tomorrow's influencer. Look at Olympic, Manu Bhakkar. She's going to be, say, probably the next future influencer. She has achieved that kind of a fame. So you see that now that evolving category of a fame is multiplying and people from broader sector, broader genre are going to come as an influencer. So that is what is definitely happening. So as a result, the change in the social media influencers has altered the public perception what it means to be a celebrity. So now, say like this Olympians and all, Neeraj Chopra and all, they have equally made it very clear. It is a dedicated, the kind of hardship that they have gone. So they have at least ensured to give a perspective that no doubt pursue sports, pursue what you like, but prepare to give your blood. Things do not come easily. So they have like kind of even balanced the view. It is not a glamour based run. So they create that balanced opinion and therefore they attract a lot of credibility. Negative aspect of influencer marketing. Now, what is not so right about influencer marketing? That is what we will understand. Once you understand this pitfall, brand can ensure that they do not fall into that trap. So that's a, they can stay away from negativity of the influencer marketing. We have learned earlier the authenticity is their concern, false influencers, right? Okay, non-disclosure, lack of transparency. These are some of the points that we should know are the negative aspects of influencer marketing. Brand must stay away from this kind of a activity. Authenticity concern. So now, authenticity is supposed to be the pillar of successful influencer marketing. Now, what happens? Influencers may endorse product or service. They have no genuine interest or they themselves have not experienced it on them. So that's the biggest authenticity gap. So impact is it will erode the trust not only of the brand, even influencer will start getting erosion in his popularity. It has a long-term impact if it is not very well managed. Continuous inauthentic endorsement can lead to even follower engagement and loyalty. So that's a big concern that influencers should keep in mind. The rise of false influencers is a term. We have learned earlier various types of influencers. One term gets added called false influencers. Some individuals purchase engagement. They purchase likes. They purchase followers, which is a false sense of becoming an influencer. They do this out of the fact that they know that if they reach certain milestones, they can look for commercialization of their popularity. So many frauds have come out where likes are falsely generated, followers are falsely created, etc. The consequence of it that if you partner with such kind of influencers without proper check, not only your money gets wasted, you do not get right engagement, you do not get right conversion, and therefore the return on investment poor. How do you detect? Brand must carefully weigh the profile of the influencer, various change in his following pattern, etc., and then determine whether things are coming to him genuinely out of his effort or there is some design in his build up of a follower base. So this brand should work for. challenges in disclosures. So there are issues of transparency. Some influencers fail to disclose their sponsorship content, risking the transparency and trust. So they will not disclose that this is a sponsored content. So that's a problem. So there's a transparency issue that they've created. Legal and ethical issue. Lack of disclosure can to legal consequences, which will lead to even brand reputation being damaged besides the influencer's own reputation. Regulatory requirements. Brand must ensure that they are complying with the required disclosure guidelines to avoid these issues. Influencer should also comply with the given guideline for them. Adverse publicity concerns. So what are the risks if an influencer becomes involved in a scandal or controversial behavior? He gets into adverse publicity himself. That will have a rub off on the brand as an adverse publicity. Impact on reputation. Brand associated with such influencer may supposed to suffer negative coverage, public backlash, people giving up on use of such brands. So proactively, continuously monitor the activity of your influencers and thereby mitigate the risk. If there is any doubt, connect with him, seek clarifications, and that way maintain a healthy relationship and healthy front face. Over-reliance on influencers. At one point or some point, the question will come, are you excessively dependent on influencers? Can you stand alone on your own feet? So that vulnerability needs to be checked by brand. If you are heavily marketed by influencers, then there is a risk that you have done it, because now you became so dependent on them and you alone cannot be using marketing, promotion, mix marketing, media can stand on your own. And therefore, the moment either influencer disengages with you, which is most likely because they will start demanding very, very healthy amount, which may not be viable for you, so you have to give it up, or he loses the popularity, due to which even brand marketing will get significantly affected. Diversification. So brand should diversify their marketing strategy away from solely influencer based to multi-channel based. Influencer is no doubt one of the channel. Remember that, not the only channel. Measuring return on investment challenges. So like ultimately every channel, the management will ask for it. Now return on investment of influencer marketing is little complex, and therefore you have to put right from beginning certain criteria, certain tools, so that you get desired information and thereby regularly put a monitoring on it, so that the required information is gathered, compiled and compared vis-a-vis the key metrics that you have set. So that way the tracking and monitoring is very critical to arrive at appropriate return on investment, else you will not be able to find that in reality, and that will be a Waterloo for you, because management will then start withdrawing the support. So what is the best practices? As I've said, analytical tools are available. You must know what you have to measure, and for that what data is required, and that data may be coming to you from influencer, then seek it regular interval, maybe coming to you through analytics or coming to you through published sources. You have to have that mechanism in place so that you can calculate ROI and get an optimized return on investment. Inconsistent with the brand values. If influencers is not rightly chosen, then brand will itself misalign with the target audience. And as a result, brand mission can lead to ineffective campaign. There is a influencer value versus a brand image, influencer persona versus brand persona. If they are not consistent, the campaign will not create the kind of impact it is expected to have. And it will lead to a confusion with the brand, which earlier was not there. Okay, you had a limited reach of segment people, but here you create a confusion among the segment, and that will lead to reputational harm and make backfire on you as a reduction in your marketing popularity and the sale. So select the influencers with due diligence And that due diligence, the most important part is not who, but how he is fitting with your brand. That has to be fully ensured. Financial constraints for small business. Though in some of the earlier sections, I've tried giving you a perception that influencer marketing is even effective due to like their quick reach, wider reach, etc. So the per influence cost of acquisition may be high, but your marketing cost per acquisition, per conversion, etc. could be low, but it is still a challenge for the small business. So small business definitely cannot look for mega and micro influencers. They have to work with micro and nano influencers, etc. High cost may limit the feasibility of such collaboration. Even nano, this thing, influencers are not so cheap for the small business. Business has to be very clear when utilized, how are they going to get return on benefit. So return on means the cost of acquisition can be reduced. How do they think that cost of conversion can be reduced? For that, what is the growth in the volume expected? Will this influencer, will this campaign get you that? That needs to be factored in. Alternatively, in a small business can explore partnership with micro and nano influencer as a cost effective alternative. Here, partnership means you give him a reason to become your business associate, business partner, etc. So growth in business will bring incremental revenue for him. And if that is a long term, he is going to continuously get that benefit, which in one go, he may not have got that much amount. So this is like a smart way to propose them to become a part of your business. And then that way, his influencing cost, the cost of his being an influencer is considered as his investment, for which the required return on his investment or some percentage of profit, etc., are decided upon. So let's, one of the aspect of influencer marketing is audience fatigue and engagement decline. What happens that the same person may be following different influencers? Now, when you choose influencer, either the same influencer talking too much about you or different influencer talking same thing about you, but recipient receives more than required number of messages. So what happens, there is a fatigue about either your brand or about that influencer. In case of that, the moment that happens, lead to decreasing engagement. The moment customer notices that something is coming from you or that influencer, he will stop noticing it. He will stop engaging it. That is a fatigue-based adverse reaction. Brand should focus on creating diverse reason for engaging, create engaging content, and every time see to it that what has been communicated has some relevance. There is some what's in it for me quotient in it, and therefore the interest of the audience is present, maintained. So that's what one has to take care. Limited control over influencer content. Now, yeah, that's when the brand gets into a agreement as such. Many times influencers insist that content will be created by him. Now in that case, brand have a limited control. Despite paying him, brand would still have a limited control. Influencer will write, brand may feel is either not correctly represented, not deeply connected. Brand may feel that more time our name should come. There are many things that a brand guy will feel about, but influencer is not bound by the law to change. So the risk is content may deviate from the brand's intended reason to use influencer, intended message being delivered, intended tonality of the message. So as a result, the impact may not be so great. So how do you minimize it? So I have a clear understanding, guideline. Maintain an open communication, healthy communication. Before that, create a full awareness about what the brand is, what the brand values are, virtues are, brand goals are. He should get that clarity, which okay, next is how do you minimize it or mitigate it? Here, brand will have to be proactive, create a proper guideline, engage with this guy at an open level, create a healthy channel of discussion, briefing, moderating him about the brand mission, the goal, the virtues, values. Those aspects should get deep in his mind before he starts his content development. Strategies for mastering influencer marketing. How can you be the pro? So that is what we are going to discuss about it. So it's nothing but essentially starts with setting clear objective. We have learned about it, like a SMART objective, etc. Then the right influencer, we have learned how to choose right influencer. Various strategies we have learned. So you have to have a strategy in place which is all aligned towards one clear goal that the brand has. So that clarity of goal, alignment with the objective, then the selection of the right influencer and his overall strategy to use influencer will lead to influencer marketing being successful for you. So as a result, the outcome will be not only a successful campaign which will create a brand awareness, create a brand engagement and gives you a good conversion rate and the return on investment. So setting clear objective, briefly what has been told to you is how can you set clear objective. So here influencer and you both agree upon making impact on particular measurable criteria. So engagement improvement rate or brand awareness percentage. So there's a survey that keeps on going generally by the major brands. So after the influencer campaign, that should see the rise in the brand awareness, etc. So there are pre-decided criteria. Now once that has been agreed upon, it helps in identifying the right influencer. If it is challenging, then maybe you will have to think of a macro and mega influencer. Have clear performance benchmarking being defined, known to the influencer, because he is going to create probably the content and make him accountable and you also be accountable to him. Collectively you have to achieve. So that's how the objective setting. Here it could be brand awareness to traffic diversion, you know, creating traffic to your various digital property, lead conversion, boosting of sale, various things. This is some of the limited objectives given out here. Selecting the right influencer. So it's like audience relevance, the engagement rate, alignment with the brand values. These are the key criteria where the best practices ensure that audience matches the target demographic. So you have target demographics of your brand vis-a-vis the demographic of the influencers following is known to you. Set the long-term relationship focus rather than the immediate or the short-term focus, because influencer marketing, if carried on for long-term, it will create connect, okay, and authenticity will come in. Therefore, the trust will build. Ensuring ethical practices and transparency. So there are ethical practices considerations like maintaining the audience trust. If you are ethical, the trust of your follower will be there. Disclosure guideline. Follow the various disclosure guideline. As a influencer, simplest was in thing that I have been earlier mentioning. Declare the content which is a paid content as a sponsored content so that there is a recipient will know. Regularly review influencer activity to ensure that he is aligned with the brand ethical standard guidelines. Also, not only ethical guidelines here, because we are subjective reviewing that, various other aspects of the brand. He should always have that alignment within himself, his popularity. Local influencer marketing, that is selecting a nano or a micro influencer. They have a strong connect with the local audience. Okay. And they resonate deeply with certain culture, certain social things or certain happening trend. So here one caselet has been shared with you, Bhuvan Bam, BBK Wines. Example, Bhuvan Bam is a prominent Indian YouTuber known for his comedy sketches that appeal to the youth across India. So it's like sketch-based approach wherein appeal is to the youth. So that's what is impact. His relatable content and humor have made him a household name among young Indians. You can refer to this website. Sejal Kumar, fashion and lifestyle. He's a fashion and lifestyle influencer who collaborates with various brands, effectively engaging local audience. He is very known for the creation of a local audience following. Impact is her content showcases generally. Influencer can bridge the gap between brand and regional consumer. So her popularity is nationwide, but the kind of campaign with which she comes in, you know, in the fashion and all, you can create that, you know, flavor, Maharashtrian, say Keralite, Punjabi. So she does it in such a way that appeal is very strong on the local following. Ranveer Allahabadi, beer biceps example, he is known for the one particular platform that he has, content on fitness, wellness and career advice. His diversified content appeal to a very broad audience, encouraging people to remain healthy, etc. And that's where he has his own local following. So broadly, if we look at it, international influencer marketing, we are so far probably limited ourselves to the national. Internationally, whatever that we discussed still stands true. However, their reach, their expand, their popularity, this thing graph is altogether at a different trajectory, okay? And therefore, they have a very wider influencer and impact probability. So Chiara Ferragni, a blonde salad example, Italian fashion influencer, has built a global brand around her name with significant international appeal. She exemplifies how influencers can transition from online personality to a successful entrepreneur. So she herself, after being an influencer, has become an entrepreneur in the same genre. So you see how there she has leveraged it. Huda Khatun, Huda Beauty example, this thing is an Iraqi American beauty mogul, turned her blog into a $1 billion brand for itself. Her success illustrates the immense power of influencer-led brand building in the beauty industry, or for that matter, any industry. Felix Kjellberg, PewDiePie, Swedish YouTube, has a massive global following, showcasing the international reach some influencers can achieve. He impacts over 110 million subscribers. PewDiePie demonstrates the scale and influence and any international content creator can have on his following. You must check this out. Okay? Rural influencer marketing. We have discussed Indian, national, international, now rural. So yes, at a rural level also, with TikTok and similar such platform, many local popular people have evolved as a specific area, local area influencers. Okay, and therefore they create influence around the local area. That's why they are rural influencers. They are coming from not a tier one or a major metros, they are coming from our rural market. Bulla Rajashekhar, my village show example, he discusses the life in rural India and his team creates a content highlighting the traditions and day-to-day activities of rural India. Thereby, he gives the perspective of how rural India is shaping it up, and therefore, he is creating an understanding about not only difficulties at both the ends and trying to bridge the divide. So that's the power with which he operates. Lakshmi Narayan Tripathi, rural LGBT advocacy lady. Lakshmi has advocated the right for LGBTQ community in rural India, influencing a change in the perception and acceptance of it through more of an activist that she has now included in her campaign. She is addressing the acceptance of the right of LGBTQ community even in the rural domain. His information website can be found through various news outlets and social media. You can learn more about how and what she is doing about it to see that this particular community so far which remained outcasted can find mainstream role. So that's what about her. Jack Johnson, the millennial farmer. He's a fifth generation farmer from the US, uses his platform to educate on farming practices and rural life. His content brings awareness about modern farming challenge and how rural farmers can bring some of them, and therefore he is appealing to both rural and urban farmers. He's made a difference to several rural farmers by helping them to change their farming practices, including alternative farming products, etc., and thereby thriving on their income and their life. So that's what this person has made the difference. So with this, we complete this chapter. Thank you.